In real estate, people say every house is a two-story house. The first story you hear before you buy it, and the second one after. And so it is in the Bible. When you read the Bible, you see the facts. But the Christians always said they want to get at the mind of God. Why did he do it? And in today's gospel, you have the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, the miracle when Jesus feeds 5,000. But for the early Christians, that was not the most important thing. Because what is the goal of Jesus' ministry? It is not to impress. It is not to do tricks for people like a magician. It is to show forth God's love and care as a proposition and saying to us, this is how much God loves you. How will you respond to his love? By loving each other. The road to mysticism and salvation for the Christian is very simple. It is not reserved to a few. Children can understand it. Be nice to each other. It is the only way to understand God. It is the only way to worship him. He is not impressed by tricks and magic, and he understands that we are not impressed by tricks and magic. One of my teachers used to say, imagine if all the miracles in your life happened right now. The people you love rose from the dead and sat next to you. You received healing from any disease or illness that you suffered in your family. Everyone was healthy. What would you still have to do? Live. You would still have to try to be good. You would still have to forgive people who didn't even want you forgiveness. You would still have to put up with your own character deficiencies. And you would not have as an excuse, they started it, or I did this because I'm sick, or I did this because this is missing. The goal of the gospel and the goal of Jesus' teaching is to show us, I love you, now go and love one another and make this world a better place for yourself and for others. Because miracles are almost second place all the time in the gospel. The saints used to say, if someone changes their behavior, it is more of a miracle than when someone gets up from the dead. And so when you read the gospel, remember there are two stories. God, in the person of Jesus Christ, is curing, is multiplying loaves and fishes, is making all kinds of miracles. But what's the goal? The goal is to make us better people, to care for one another. And the fact that God is concerned with us at all is one of the central principles that we believe as a people. Einstein used to say, I study physics, I study the universe because I want to know how God thinks. Well, one of the propositions that we as Christians say is that God cares. He not only thinks, he not only does miracles, but he cares enough to understand that he can't coerce, he can't force us, he can only offer to us the fact that he cares about us, he wants to be with us, and he wants us to care for one another. It's a proposition which each person has to answer in their life every day. Slava Isusu Christu.